Workbook, Unit 11. Listening. Dialogue 1. Jeff is seeing one of his teachers to talk about his career choices.
Take a seat, Jeff. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to have another talk with you about my career choices.
If I remember well, you are going to be a salesman, right?
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind again. I want to become a vet. I really like working with animals.
Oh, but that's quite a big change from what we talked about last time. Are you sure about this?
Yes, I think working as a vet, I can earn much better wages.
But, Jeff, look here. You aren't that good at biology, and last time you said going to college was not for you. How will you be able to do that?
I will work very hard.
Listen, Jeff, this may be a disappointment, but I think this is not a good idea. I know it sounds good, but it requires many years of study to become a vet. I'm not sure whether you can manage that. Think it over, will you?
Dialogue 2. Lisa and Helen are chatting about their future.
Hi, Helen. How are you doing? It's only a few more months.
A few more months? What do you mean, Lisa?
The exams, of course. Aren't you getting nervous?
Nervous? Why?
Well, don't you think they're all important?
They're important, but why should I worry? I think I've always been quite a good student, so I think I have nothing to fear.
Quite good is not good enough, you know. If you want to go to Beida, you've got to come out first.
I don't want to go to Beida. I want to go to a local university here in our own province.
How can you say that? You've got to try your best.
I will, but I've already made up my mind. I don't want to live in a big city far from home. Even if I get a top score, I will stay here. You know, studying at a local university, you'll have less competition and better chances.